Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Anybody going anywhere for the annular eclipse? Are you traveling to get in the path of...
The path of totality.
It's the path of annularity.
Is this a ring of fire eclipse?
Yeah, it's not a total eclipse, which is actually cool.
Of the heart?
Yeah. Cooler. The photographs are cooler because a little bit of the sun is right outside the moon. And the path is going to be from the Oregon coast. And it's going to go over, it went over Great Basin National Park, which isn't very crowded. Goes over Bryce Canyon, and then it exits into the Gulf of Mexico at Corpus Christi, Texas. So we'll see a chunk. Here we'll see like a little chunk taken out of the sun.
You'll see a chunk. Most people won't be able to tell what time it's going to happen.
Unless you're in the path of annularity.
All right.
Yeah, I was looking at a story here. It says Oregon, central coast of Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Four Corners area of New Mexico and Texas. And everybody else just gets a partial eclipse.
Of the sun. Did you?
Well, it's not. Nobody gets a total eclipse of the sun because it's an annular.
Kim Carnes does.
This is an annular eclipse, and I believe that was Bonnie Tyler.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Totally
screwed that up.
Of the
Bonnie
heart.
Tyler. I want to thank Scott for sending me the T-shirt I did own years ago. It's exactly that logo. I think it might have been a darker shirt at the time. But, get your S together. I'll share that on Twitter. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to wear that to school. Surprise,
the guy with the big foot forward.
Yeah.
The old keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, kind of. But it's also two big turds saying get your S together, right? Yeah, that should become a new retro shirt now. We should wear that. Yeah, I should get one of those.
Oh, a conspiracy theory that was passed on to us about Bigfoot yesterday. The reason you don't find the remains of any Bigfoot.
Oh, they
spontaneously combust, and then they cause a wildfire. So it burns down the whole area.
Oh, destroying all evidence.
So you're never
going to
find a body.
And those things burn hot.
Yeah.
So they'll burn up a Bigfoot, and his bones.
Well, and probably his den or wherever he was living. His Bigfoot house.
Yeah, probably his whole family.
Bigfoot house. First of all, they just come up, like most people that believe in fairy tales, they just say, they come up with fake excuses like that, Todd. Well, your reason
that sounds pretty legit.
Yeah. The reason Jesus hasn't shown up is because, we haven't secured the Middle
East. No, there was an emailer.
There's no runway.
Passing along conspiracy theories. But a good question is, where do they live?
Yes.
Are they cave dwellers?
But somebody said the Colorado guy might have been. Somebody said they think there's a guy out in Colorado that does this, right? Dresses in Harry the Henderson's costume and walks around. That's the rumor I've been hearing.
He's brave.
The socials.
Oh, the rumor I hear too is the little narrow gauge railroad puts people up to that.
Oh, that could be.
Oh, to get people to take the trips.
It's tourist thing.
That's cool though. That's cool. That's a really cool thing.
They have a lot of those little narrow gauge railroad things in Colorado. Because I think I take one to the top of Pikes Peak at some point. Didn't they have one? I think they've shut it down since.
That's just kind of a tram, isn't it?
It's like they call it some sort of railroad.
But that's kind of a
narrow gauge
idea
railroad. I'm familiar with goes from Durango to Silverton.
I think that's the one that they were talking about where the sighting was.
That's where they saw Bigfoot.
So they put the Bigfoot out there so everybody just thinks it's part of the – some guy works for the railroad, right? I mean, it could be some guy works for the tourist company, basically. It's your turn in the Harry and Henderson costume?
Yeah, that's the speculation.
But don't get shot.
That's the thing, though, man.
That was work. I was
Bigfoot
today.
Shoot that dude,
so
man.
Many people are packing. Like, you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll let you pack on the train, though.
let you and
no, but not and, from the train. Yeah. Just say somebody's out
catching
there.
Catching everybody.
Because right, yeah, that would make sense how that guy got into that rugged terrain. You know, maybe
took the train to begin with.
The train just stopped and said,
"What's your suitcase, sir?
Get out there and
Harry the Henderson's costume."
Yeah, you're Harry and the Henderson's costume behind that rock there.
Well, it also makes sense to the theory that second picture you sent yesterday, where it's from the reverse angle,
right,
where you get the Bigfoot and the train.
Yeah, you're looking.
Why
at the
hell would there be a camera up there?
Right,
right.
I have no explanation for that.
Somebody that one screams setup. Because that's not a natural place for there to be a camera to at. It just doesn't make any sense.
But that's been retweeted and social media out now that this is proof he exists. I'm thinking, shut up. Just shut up.
No, it's not. It's not proof.
And somebody said there's a Bigfoot Museum in Western Nebraska somewhere. You see that? Somebody sent this picture of that. What's in a Bigfoot Museum when they don't have, when there's no proof of Bigfoot?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty easy to
just pictures.
Probably pictures.
Yeah, and like what the foot would look like if it was real, you know?
The Harry and the Hendersons
cast theater. Puss's feet, you know?
Where they just show Harry and the Hendersons over and over again.
I like that.
Come and see the documentary Harry and the Hendersons right here.
Right. Yeah, all these Bigfoot costumes should be bulletproof.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah. Well, you have a gorilla costume, Nick. Are you afraid to walk around in that? Or you do often just for, you know, fun purpose.
I haven't worn it in a while. Halloween is coming up, though. If it's cold on Halloween, if I'm out trick or treating, I might put it on.
Okay, well, trick or treat, that wouldn't shoot you because everybody's dressed around and like, walking around like that. But
yeah, I don't just put it on and like walk around the neighborhood.
You should do broken wings in your gorilla costume. Is there a hole in the mouth? Or you just did the microphone right there in the hole.
It'd be hard to get the headphones in.
Yeah. Oh, the headphones. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Bigfoot Crossroads of America Museum. In
yeah, where is
Hastings,
it? Somebody sent us a
Nebraska.
Picture of it. Hastings. Okay. All right.
Yes. And there is a...
Let's get Menker on it, man.
Oh, we missed the sixth annual Nebraska Bigfoot Conference. It was in April.
Wouldn't it be great to hang out with those people for like maybe a couple hours?
Yeah, like three beers.
And that, just to act like, you know, just to act like you believe so they tell you all kinds of stories, you know?
Yeah, it looks like it's just a series of speakers, and then there's movies.
At least they're believing in a harmless. That's a harmless cult, don't you think, though? I'll give them that. It's not a dangerous cult.
No, you don't need any militant Bigfoot.
Yeah, nobody's
believers.
Voting for Bigfoot for president. You
right.
know. No, they just get together, have a fun time, talk about Bigfoot. They're not harming anybody.
Okay. What you're talking about, Puss, is the Cog Railroad up Pikes Peak.
That's the one I was on.
It's a cogwheel thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't go up the mountain. You notice that, trains can't handle more than a few degrees of slope. That's why they got to blow stuff up to get them through the mountains.
You laugh the same thing I am, Puss.
Yeah, I know.
It's so stupid we laugh at that word for no reason.
It's dumb. It's completely dumb.
But I think a 3 to 4 degree incline is not compatible with train.
No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm disappointed at the Bigfoot, because I'm looking at the schedule of this year's Bigfoot conference out there, and they show movies. None of them are Harry and the Hendersons.
You got to show that
for
comic relief purposes.
How do you not show that?
They don't. They go fake.
That should be like watching Christmas Vacation every Christmas season. Like it's just something we do at the Bigfoot convention. We watch Harry and the Hendersons.
Right.
What are they showing?
Well, that's a
documentaries.
Joke. This isn't a joke.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not joking about it, man.
The Beast of Bray Road, Something in the Woods. You know,
they should show the Bobcat movie. You know,
Little
Creek.
Yeah,
you know?
I thought that they spotted a Bigfoot along the interstate out in western Nebraska pretty recently, like in the last few years.
Okay, so there's a photo here. They're rolling
through.
They
did. You're right, Todd. There was it might have been the last 10 years, but there was a Bigfoot sighting in western Nebraska.
Hitchhiking at North Platte.
I think he was,
There's photos
maybe
of
he wanted to get to the museum.
Yeah.
The people that are like the organizers of this Bigfoot thing.
Right.
And The third guy down, it's a photo of him holding two Harry and the Hendersons dolls.
Really?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
He's holding two Harry dolls right there with him. Like, okay. Then why are we not watching the movie every year at the conference?
Right. I'm inclined to believe the Railroad put a guy up to that.
I think so, too. That's
the best theory for me,
Just to hop up tourism.
That makes the most sense.
You guys are afraid of the truth.
Oh, I stumbled across another interesting to hop up tourism piece the other day, that the chairlift, the ski chairlift,
was invented in Omaha.
Invented in Omaha.
What?
Why? I've been hearing that for years now.
Skiing hotbed.
That
is.
And the Reuben.
Years ago, Union Pacific purchased a little plot of land at a place called Sun Valley, Idaho. And back in those days, if you wanted to ski, you had to hike up the mountain and ski down. And a lot of people weren't in the mood to hike up a mountain ski down.
How long ago was that?
20s, I think. 20s, maybe the 30s. So, and the railroad went right by Sun Valley. So they commissioned a guy at Union Pacific out of Omaha to design the ski chairlift. And the ski chairlift, as we know it now, is credited to him.
And there really hasn't been much advancement in that technology.
Yeah, pretty much the same design, isn't it?
Oh, they have, but you know, they go faster. They're a little safer now.
I sat in one that could have been
a bench on a pulley.
One I took in Steamboat felt like it was invented in the 20s.
Yeah, basic design, though, hasn't really changed much. Yeah.
No. He got it right.
It's a bench on a rope.
Did it have a bench at first, or was it just like the disc that people sit on?
No, I think it's kind of the site that you go, the chair that you see now.
It is. I saw a story on that.
I mean, it's not the massive quad chairs.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the original ones seated maybe one or two people, and you don't have the express lift. It doesn't get you up the mountain in just a second. Yeah. But it enabled a lot more people to.
Whose idea was it to put a pole at the end of a run, Todd? I want to know that story.
It was Ron Pole.
Yeah, well, you put the posts around the chairlift because that way somebody won't get hurt. Let's say some guy just
Todd said,
flying.
"Hold my poles."
Yeah. Some guy just comes flying around the chairlift area. Hey, somebody on the chair could get hurt if you didn't have those big posts protecting the chair.
So really, Todd, this is the guy that you should blame for all of your ski hills being crowded with all those goddamn tourists.
That's right. You hate
tourists. He's the guy who invented the chairlift.
Right.
If he hadn't done that, only the hardcore skiers would still be out there like you. Yeah.
When we get there early, I see hardcores. There's a trail that you could walk up and ski down.
Oh, God.
And they're there at 5:30 in the morning. And it probably takes them a good 45 hour to get to where you could ski down. And I'm not in the mood for that.
And then 10 minutes to get back down?
Exactly.
Less than that.
That just doesn't work out. That math does not work out.
No, I suppose if you want to get your morning hike in. But I'm not skinning up a mountain.
Yeah, but I mean, how many? If that was your only option, how many times are you getting down the mountain? Like what? You're going to get down the mountain 6-7 times in a day? Maybe.
If that. You're gonna be
worn out by the third trip.
You better be in excellent shape if you want to hike up a mountain 6 or 7 times.
I don't want to hike up one once.
Just to have a 6-minute trip down on your skis going, wee.
Then you hit a pole.
Somebody's got to take you to the hospital.
Join
a Facebook group.
Former Union Pacific engineer James Curran.
All right. How about Jimmy Pole? Let's hail Jimmy Pole.
Jimmy Pole. Old Jimmy Pole.
he was probably from Omaha, too, old Jimmy Pole.
That leg-breaking son of a bitch. Yeah.
What you could do is put a little more padding around those poles.
Well, you're not supposed to fall into them.
You're not supposed to hit them, Todd.
Yeah.
Man.
I think it's understood that you shouldn't smack your leg up against the pole.
But
don't do that.
But did you land on a pile of people that had also run into it?
We have. We have it on record that people occasionally run into that particular post.
You do.
At least one person
you
has.
You do.
That's a good enough reason to put a little extra padding up there.
But so you're saying most people don't? Is that what you're saying?
In my experience, I've gone past that post a dozen times since. And no, I haven't seen anybody crash.
It seems like it's not the post's fault.
Todd's been here. Put that on the pole next time. Put your Todd bumper sticker. Put on there. Todd rode this pole. What year was that? Give me the date.
Andy hit it at his knee on it.
Yeah.
December 19th, 2015, approximately 11:30 Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah.
I was early.
Oh, yeah.
The problem was...
First day of vacation.
We kind of went back to work right away, which sucked. I wanted another week off, man. You know.
Yeah, I was hoping I could have that accident a week into it.
Yeah.
Because as a result, we had 2 weeks of Christmas vacation. I did not miss a day of work.
I know you didn't. I was hoping you just got there. The first thing I thought of was, oh, you're healthy? Cool. You're fine. You're going to live? Great. Okay, great. We had another week off. And then, damn, he was right back at work.
Nope.
And everybody went to great lengths to make sure you could come back to. Oh, no, that was just me.
Just you.
It was just me.
Hey, I emptied this bottle,
I do like the recliner.
The only person that lifted a finger to make sure you could come back to work.
And I appreciate
it. I emptied this piss bottle. You know,
yeah, you were on that. You were on that duty.
I was on
not,
piss bottle duty.
That's and above my pay grade.
And I appreciate that.
I'd have made Nick do that.
Yeah. If I haven't thanked you enough for helping me through that tough time, I'm thanking you now.
I don't know.
You know, you can thank me. Never tell the story again to anybody in the studio. That's how you can thank me. Never. Tell
I can't
the story
promise
again.
That.
I know you can.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.